jsem tu v kosmu mezi svými přáteli. Máme před sebou ještě mnoho práce. Zdravím vás, občany naší překrásné republiky. Nashledanou na Zemi.
The only Czech ever to experience spaceflight, cosmonaut Vladimír Remek speaks to the nation from the Soviet Soyuz 28 spaceship in 1978. 35 years later, Mr. Remek, who was an MEP for the Communist Party, is returning to Russia with the news on Wednesday that the Czech president had signed the document required to make him ambassador to Moscow. But what does his appointment say about Czech-Russian relations, and how is he perceived in Moscow? Those are questions Ian Willoughby discussed with Yaroslav Shimov, who covers Russia for the Prague-based Radio Free Europe.
Mr. Remek was, as we know, the first Czech or Czechoslovak cosmonaut. So he has some friends and contacts from that time in Russia, and he is perceived as a person who has good friendly attitude to Russia. So from the point of view of Russian authorities, he would be welcome, of course.
People say that Mr. Remek has a lot of business ties in Moscow, that he has good business contacts, but will he bring anything else to the job apart from that business side?
I think that it's a question concerning the Czech attitude, the attitude of the Czech Republic and the priorities of Czech foreign policy, because the current government and President Zeman have already talked several times that they prefer a so-called pragmatic attitude. So it is an attitude quite to the contrary with the previous government. So there would be no accent on human rights questions and some political problems in Russia, but there will be, of course, their priority would be strengthening of economic ties with Russia. And I think it would be one of the new ambassador's main tasks, but maybe as a, to some extent, symbolic political figure, as every ambassador, Mr. Remek will take part in some, I don't know, cultural and other political events in Russia that will make an impression of strengthening political and, how to say, social and human contacts between the two countries.
And what does this appointment say about Czech-Russian relations in general right now? Because perhaps in the 1990s, such an appointment of a communist wouldn't have happened.
Sure, I think it speaks more about changes in the Czech politics, some kind of a turn to the left is now taking place here in the Czech Republic, and of course.
But is there also a turn to the east?
To some extent, some experts think so. Maybe I think that it's not a turn to the east in political sense of view, because nobody speaks seriously about Czech Republic, I don't know, going out of NATO, European Union. But nevertheless, it is a more positive view of, first of all, of economic possibilities of Russian, Chinese market and of all those lands to the east, and less attention paid to the political and human rights questions, which were so important, for example, for President Havel and for former foreign minister